makers of Folsom, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. Not so long ago, you turned off the heat as far as your house was concerned. Now, with the weather still getting warmer, you're probably turning off the heat on many of your meals, too, by serving more salads, lighter foods, and cold drinks to go with them. And for a grand cold drink at mealtime, or any time, you certainly couldn't ask for anything more satisfying than a tall, frosty glass of iced Folsom. From the first tinkle of the cracked ice to the last cooling sip, it's thoroughly delightful and refreshing. Drink your iced Folsom slowly so you can enjoy longer its grand, full-bodied flavor and its mellow smoothness. Make up a good supply of iced Folsom in the cool of the morning. Keep it in the refrigerator and serve it whenever you wish. For unlike caffeine-containing beverages, Folsom can stand without losing or changing its flavor. See how convenient iced Folsom is when friends stop in, and the whole family can enjoy its refreshing goodness, for Folsom contains no stimulant of any kind that could possibly cause sleeplessness, nervousness, or indigestion. Serve iced Folsom tomorrow, and see if you've ever served any warm-weather drink as delicious or as welcome. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Last Friday, Lum received a letter from a firm of attorneys stating that it was believed he was one of the heirs to a large fortune in England. He was asked to trace his ancestry back as far as possible and mail to them at once so it could be determined whether or not he's a descendant of one Samuel Edwards, who came to this country in 1778. Well, naturally, the old fellow is very excited over the news and believes he might at last have come into a large fortune. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing the matter with Abner. Listen.
Yeah, reckon you'll have it all to yourself here in the store now, old chap.
All to myself?
Yeah. Lum was telling me a while ago he's quitting the store business here because he inherited a lot of money. Won't have to work no more now.
Oh, for goodness sake, is he going around telling that?
I don't know. He come in the store there a while ago wanting change for a $10 bill, and he got to tell me about inheriting a lot of money.
Oh, why, he don't know for sure it is. That is, if he's the one they're looking for, I mean.
He said he got a hearing from England saying some of his kin folks over there had left him a lot of money. That's what he found.
Oh, he's just exaggerating. I'll show you a letter right here. That is, you know, the thing with this. I was laying right here on the... Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Laying right here on the desk.
You better mind that, Evan. He might not want you reading his mail right away.
Oh, he don't care. He showed it to everybody that's come in here. Read it to me 18,100 times already. Now, here's what it says. Dear Mr. Edwards, we understand you are a descendant of a family of Marcy Chumwood and Samuel Edwards. There is an estate in England of the stepfather of Marcy Chumwood, William Jensen, for 30 million pounds sterling and stocks and bonds.
30 million pounds of what?
30 million pounds of sterling. Sterling silver, I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You saw sterling silver. We got a teaspoon over at the place made out of it. One of them souvenir spoons. Got over at the Fed Hot Springs 25 years ago, I reckon.
Yeah, I know what sterling silver wears, Abe. I know ignoramus.
It'll last, I'll say that for it. That spoon's just as good right now as it was the day we got it. Of course, we ain't never had out of it ourselves. Generally, lay there on the sideboard, lets me have something. The preacher's head out of it a time or two.
Uh-huh.
Judge Green, he ate with it once whenever he's running for office, taking dinner with us at the place, and complimented on it. Elizabeth awful proud of it. She's always had a regret that she just never bought a whole set of them while she was.
Well, they make stuff besides spoons out of that sterling silver, Edna. Case knives and forks, too, I think.
They do, huh?
I saw pictures of them in the catalog.
Oh, well, good. Well, I never said nothing at all, but I've just been sort of thinking to myself that 30 million of them teaspoons would be a whole lot more of them he'd ever have any use for.
Oh, my goodness. There ain't nothing to get excited about. Especially if he ain't got nothing to eat with, huh? Be silverware for.
Yeah, well, he says he's got some stock of some kind. Don't say what. Just a general run, I reckon. Well, it ain't none of my business, but if it's me, I'd just dispose of them right over there.
Your stock?
Why, yes. Told me it wouldn't hardly pay them to ship them clean over here from England with cows bringing what they're now.
No, I don't believe it wouldn't either. Well, is he going over there?
Well, he don't know yet. He's waiting to hear from this outfit. He got the letter from him.
Huh?
They asked him here for him to send them the names of all his descendants clean back to his great-grandpa. So he read him a letter Saturday and named all the relays he could think of for him.
Yeah, hope he gets it if he wants it.
Yeah, well, of course, he ain't going to get all that silverware for himself. According to the letter, why, there's a bunch of them relays claiming part of it. Certainly, that way, they're going to think there's something Jake. And I don't see talking about it in front of him, for Mom don't want him to know nothing about it.
Who? Oh, Jake. Yeah. Is he still working here at your store for you?
Well, he's still sitting here drawing wages. He don't work none. There's the laziest one man that ever drawed breath I know. Now, just look at him. He's an hour and a half late getting back from dinner right now, and he's walking along there like he had all day to get here. Watch him. Now watch him slow up when he gets under the shade of that tree. See that? What the tell you?
Is he ailing?
Why, no, there ain't nothing wrong with him but laziness. There's a fella that's raised a big family, Grandpap, and never hit a lick of work that I know of.
Yeah, some fella just knows how to get by, I reckon. Now, howdy, Jake.
It's about time you was getting back, Jake.
Now, howdy, Grandpap. I just couldn't make it no sooner, Abner. It's so much for dinner, I just fear to get out in that hot sun too soon after eating.
Well, now, it's just a good thing at Lawn Ain't Care. He's getting tired of you getting back here in the middle of the afternoon every day.
Well, I can start going to dinner earlier, I guess, if he wants me to.
Earlier? Why, you leave at 11 o'clock now.
Yeah, but I could leave at 10 and get back a little earlier, I reckon.
Well, now, I'll tell you right now, Jake, you're going to have to change your way of doing things around here. Mom's getting awful tired of the way you're acting. Now, like this morning, when me and him was answering them letters to the matrimony bureau, you were supposed to be waiting on the train. And what did you do? Clay Abernathy come in here, and you wouldn't even get up out of the chair to wait on him. Made him get the stuff down out in the shelves himself.
Well, everybody's different, I guess. That's just the way I gotta sell them stuff. I don't believe in pushing a fella too much when he's wanting to buy something. Might scare him clean out of it, I always say.
For goodness sakes alive.
He'd better just let them figure it out for themselves sometimes. They get it in their head you're trying to sell them and back out every time.
Now, Jake, that's just an excuse, and you know it. You just never want to get up out of that chair. That's your trouble.
Well, now, you know yourself, and if a fella was to bring a horse around here and try to sell him to you and start telling you how good he is, you wouldn't come nigh as close to buying him as you would if he never tried hard to sell him to you.
Oh.
I
don't know.
I'll give it a right smart thought myself. Everybody's got their own way of doing things, of course.
Yeah, well, now, what about the feed room? Mom told you to straighten it up this morning, and as far as I know, you ain't even tested.
No, I told you fellas the other day, Evan, that ain't in my line of work at all. I'm a seller. That's all I agreed to do whenever I went to work for
him. Well, wait a minute, John. It's on the line now. You can tell him all about it now.
Well, I was thinking on account of me being your brother-in-law, Evan, it might be best for you to tell him whenever I ain't here.
For the land's sakes, no, sir, I ain't going to tell him nothing. Now, just because I married your sister, that ain't no sign that you to get out of work around here, Jake.
Well, I'll go back there now and sweep up some of that loose feed, but I just ain't able to lift them big, heavy sacks of feed.
First, it's a nice stout in a white oak town. I had the whole thing straightened up in 10 minutes back there. If he'd just get down to work at it, it ain't hard. But no, he's up there arguing about it. Lazy, that's
it. Well, Granddad, just left you over at Dick's store a while ago.
Yeah, I just come over to see Abner for a minute, Lum.
Hey, what you got in the sack, Lum?
Oh, just been out getting some change. Where's that letter I got about my kinfolks in here?
Here, Ted. Just had it just now, reading it to Grandpa.
Well, ain't that fine, Grandpa?
Yeah, I'm proud to hear it, Lum. Don't know what you're going to do with all that junk, though.
Junk?
Yeah, that silverware. Abner says there's 30 million pounds of it.
Oh, I found out that sterling means money. 30 million pounds of money, not silverware.
30 million pounds of silver money?
Yes, sir. That's what I was getting that change for. I want to find out how much that be.
Well, I don't see how that helps you, now.
Well, I can figure it out. Weigh these dollars and find out how much it takes to make a pound, then multiply it by 30 million, and I got it.
Oh.
Let's get over here with these scales a minute to figure that thing out.
I don't, but you got a better head on you, and I'll give you credit for it, huh? Yes. Yeah, set them on there. See how long it takes, huh?
Well, there's a...
Not quite a pound. Balance it. Hold it.
There she is.
Right on the head, right there. Yeah.
Well,
how many you got there now?
According to that, it would take, that's 8 that weighs a half a pound. That'd be 16, wouldn't it?
$16
to a pound. That's 16 times 30 million.
That's what you got, 30 million of them.
Be quiet. Nothing complicated.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Anyhow, I'm a heap richer than I even thought I was.
Huh?
Looky there.
Huh?
That's $480 million.
For the land.
Granny's more money and I don't know what to do with it. Well, bless old Uncle Samuel's heart.
It might be well for Lum to remember one of his own sayings, that don't count your chickens before they're hatched. If you were caught in the middle of traffic, or if you just saved yourself from being drawn out to sea by the undertow, you'd have a right to feel nervous and jumpy and jittery. But when that nervousness is due to little things, when you jump because somebody speaks to you suddenly, when you're ready to blow up at the mere sound of the neighbor's piano, then it's time you looked into the cause of that jumpiness. For it might be something you could easily remedy, something as simple as giving up coffee, perhaps. Although there are many people who can drink coffee without becoming nervous and jittery, there are many others who can't. So if you suspect coffee upset your nerves, switch to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly set your nerves on edge. And it's an ideal mealtime beverage, tempting to look at, fragrant to smell, and delicious to taste. What's more, Postum is very economical, costing less than most other mealtime drinks, in fact, less than 0.5 cents a cup. You can get it at any grocer's in 2 convenient forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. So if coffee's been making you nervous and jittery, start drinking Postum regularly and see if those nerves of yours don't steady down. Lum and Abner again on Wednesday evening, same time and station. See you then. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.